All right, man. So we're right here with Tash of the Alcoholic from dubcnn.com. How you doing, Tash?
Everything good,
just chilling, man. You know, I don't really want to beat around the bush, man. People been waiting for new music, so what's up?
Basically, man, I was in a situation where after we dropped the last Alcoholics album, I went out a solo deal with this company, man. We just didn't see eye to eye on the music and this and that. So back up, been through a long ass like, I just got caught up in a bunch of red tape. You know what I'm saying? So basically, man, my album's done. Waiting to drop it and everything. We fixed everything. We reconciled everything. You know, the little products and stuff with the labels. We should get some new music for Taz real shortly, man. Real shortly, like April, May, the album should be dropping, you know?
Okay, so let's talk about the album. It's called Control Freak, right?
Yes, sir. Control Freak.
How you come up with the title?
Basically, man, I don't know. I forgot what movie I was watching, man. Like the lady and stuff like that. Like the whole thing is that, you know, when I went through the issues and stuff like that, I really looked up and realized that, man, I gotta be in control of my own projects, man, because I was, you know, that's basically like my whole destiny, you know what I'm saying? That's my whole destiny in my own hands, man. So they try to tell me to do all this, you know, funny style music that I want feeling and this and that. So I just basically, man, calling up, barking on them and talking to them, you know, I was like, look, dude, I gotta be in control of my project because I can't promote it and I don't even like myself, you know what I'm saying? So basically, like, my girl and everything was sitting around and everything. She started calling me a control freak. I want to put my hands on everything, you know? I'm going to put my tash touch on everything that got anything to do with me. So, I guess, you know, the title fits, man. The shoe fit, rock you with your new shit, you know?
I feel you. So, what evolution did you go through between Rap Life and this album?
Basically, it's just, you know, like, Rap Life and everything. I'm talking about, you know, subjects and come with punchlines and, you know, this and that. That had to do with, you know, with the time and everything. But really, it's just the same old task, man. If you like my music before, you're going to really go this one because you got to really thought hard and, you know, on the album and everything. I really wanted to come with I didn't want to come with a new sound. I really wanted to do Rap Life Part 2. You know, like, I wanted to give them the same energy, give them the same, you know, what they expect from Task, man, because a lot of people supported the album. A lot of people, you know, felt, you know, it was pretty good client. It was a good album and this and that. And, you know, I want to change nothing, man. Like, I basically just, only thing that really changed is maybe a couple songs on the production side. You know, I did kind of more of a, you know, instead of going and paying all these dudes with the big names and everything, a bunch of money, I was like, man, it's time for me to put some of these younger cats on that is just as hungry and just as, you know, just as hungry as me and just as, you know, talented as all the other producers, but they didn't get a shot. So I put a lot of my young homies on to do the beats, you know?
So who's producing on there?
We got a bunch of people. We got Day Eye. You know, of course, E. Swift, you know, he did like 4 tracks on it. We got a dude by the name of DK on there, Rockwaddle on there. Bunch of my, just, you know, my younger cats, man, like, in my clique, Liquid Cool and everything. We, like, a dude like Pierce is on there. I got a couple cats from Norway. You know, the brother Tommy T out there.
Yeah.
Tommy T did a beat on the album. And a dude by the name of Mario. He lives in Copenhagen, Denmark. He did a couple songs too, so, you know, I'm all over the board with it, man. But I'm all good though, so, you know, it's gonna be coming out of probably very, very shortly, people.
What about guest appearances?
Guest appearances, really, man, I didn't do a lot of guest appearances. Of course, I got Jay on there, Eastwood on there, but I just kind of laid back, you know. Matter of fact, I'm going to Atlanta this weekend. I mean, yeah, I'm leaving on Saturday, try to get Ludacris on here. He already said he'd do it. And we do a song with Ludacris and Redman on my album. So, you know, I just went on tour with Redman last week, the Rock the Bells tour and stuff. So he said he'd do it, no problem. So, really, the only guest appearance is going to be, you know, people at my clique, Stylistic Jones, the dude by the name of Ocean. Then I got an R&B chat named Famous. And oh, yeah, I got OG too. I got King T on there too. King T the Great, you know what I'm saying? He on there.
That's right.
It's going down.
Okay. What record labels are dropping on?
I was jumping on I started my own record label called Takeover Records. And I had to get out the last deal with my, you know, stuff like that. I still went to the same distribution company, which is Image Distribution. But the name of the record label is Takeover Records.
Okay.
My label is me and a dude by the name of Dane Elliott. Shout out to Super Dag too, man, Dane Elliott. And, you know, we just went got an own distribution deal. We put it out of fuck good, you know what I mean? With the help of the distribution company Image.
Okay, so you said it's dropping in April, March, April?
At the latest, it'll be right, man, but I'm probably going to drop the video, the single and everything first. You know, gonna take like a month or two for setup. I'm doing that next month, you know what I mean?
Okay. You know, you've been relatively quiet when it comes to the media and everything. What you been doing for the past few years, except for the, you know, Firewater album that came out?
Basically, man, just, I've been laying low, man. I've been doing a lot of, what I noticed, man, is when you're in the game, as long as me and everything, you have to constantly, like, reinvent yourself, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, basically, not saying just stray away from what I've been doing all these years as far as, like, the music and this and that. Or the image, or, you know, this, but I was kind of like, for this album and everything, I wanted to stray away from so much. Like, you know, I've already talked about this one album, you know, what we do, we talk about partying, get fucked up, kind of bitches, you know what I'm saying? Can I cuss on here?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, I was kind of holding my tongue for a minute, because I don't know if we can play this on the radio or whatever.
Nah, man, it's Dub CNN, this is Uncut West Coast Hip Hop.
All right, well, fuck it then, man. No, I'm just playing. It's all good. Nah, we just, I just want to cover more, like, topics and shit this album, like, you know, kind of like on Rap Life and everything. I had, you know, love songs for the ladies. I was talking about, you know, police brutality on the album. I was talking about, you know, people dying around me, like, when Big Pun passed away and this and that. I kind of wanted to go that way with it, too, man, like, have more substance to the music, man. So, really, I've been thinking the world, man, thinking, been really investing a lot of, you know, me and my girl and everything. We got a company, like, a booking agency and everything. So, we've been throwing contracts and everything, getting all these gigs, like, Raekwon and Supernatural and some other people and, you know, Special Ed, and a bunch of cats and everything. But really, my whole thing lately, man, is real estate, man. Real estate is popping out here, man, like in Vegas. That's where I'm at now. Just been buying cribs, flipping them, get the money, investing them in my junkie, you know, my artists and everything on my label, like I said, Stylist and Charles, all them, getting them prepped up and ready to go. So it'd be a good 07, you know?
That's good. So you know, you've been doing your business.
Yeah, on top of that, you know, I've always been doing a million shows a year, so really, just we've been living on tours, man. Just went on tours. We came off an overseas tour in Australia. We just got back from Czech Republic. We just got back from all over Europe. We always got to do it in the United States. But, you know, J-Lo, he moved to Sweden, so it makes it kind of hard to set up tours and shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I was just with him a few weeks ago in Hamburg in Germany, and, you know, I was with him like the day before he left to come to LA. Yo, I had the show in Long Beach, I think, at the Vault.
Yeah, we just did that, yeah.
You know, and, is he still out there?
Huh?
Is he still out there?
No, I think J-Lo went home yesterday. He went home Tuesday, so he went home yesterday.
Oh, okay, so how were the shows?
Love the chain, man. That's one thing we known for. We known for the live stage shows. The live shows and shit is what people really check for with the licks, you know? Because we ain't going to be the type of group that's going to sell a bunch of, you know, a bunch of records through radio music and stuff like that, you know, shit like that. So we just basically gotta hit the road, man. We like road warriors, you know.
I feel you. You know, so was Firewater definitely the last Alcoholics album, or, you know, you think we're gonna see, you know, a chance of a reunion?
I say, man, we're gonna get back together, man, because it's like supply and demand, it's like dope, anything else. If you got that good dope, you know, people want it, you gotta get it, you know. So, you know, after Firewater, you know, everybody heard it was going to be a last album. A lot of people was hitting me on the emails and, you know, just writing into the magazine and stuff like that, saying, you know, hip-hop is all bullshit right now, and we need the Alcoholics to make another album, and, you know, we need groups like that to keep the balance, you know, of the hip-hop. Because everybody's just talking about the same shit, guns and dope and shooting motherfuckers and shit, you know.
I mean, even you know, when you know, the towns of the whole East Coast, West Coast shit and all the gangster rap and everything, you know, y'all was like one of the only groups who just, you know, came with some straight, you know, fun shit.
Yeah, that's what we was known for, though, because, you know, we weren't fun. We was having a ball when we was making those albums and shit. I wasn't gonna let nobody point me down and shit like that. I got a lot of friends on the East Coast. I had a lot of friends in L.A., a lot of friends in New York. And a lot of the shit was politics, man. It was like, everybody from L.A. at the time felt like they had to diss the East Coast and this and that, and, you know, basically be involved with this shit just to get known. But that wasn't really in their heart, though. They really didn't want to do that, but, you know, the media blew it up so tough, and they started misquoting rappers and shit, and then, like, you know, like, it was on and popping, and while that shit was going on, me and General Eastwood, we bounced straight to the East Coast, man. We did a whole, like, 20-city tour all up and down the East Coast to let them know that, hey, man, we here. If you got problems, man, you know, let me know right now, because we're not gonna stop fucking with our friends and peeps and the fans and everything on the East Coast. So, you know, nobody even said nothing, you know what I mean? It was all good once we got out there. It was like, you couldn't believe it was out there because we really risked our life and shit doing this shit. But you know what I mean? It was fun though. It was cool.
Are there any other artists that you know you've been collaborating with lately, doing features and shit?
I mean, really, man, I've just been concentrating on my artists on the tech over, man. You got here to do OC, the dude's incredible to the motherfucker.
How you spell his name?
O-S-I-N, O-S-I-N.
Okay.
And then, of course, you know, I just jumped on the song with Tyler Kwali, Feel the Agony, Strong and Steady for that album and everything. Strong and Steady album, man. I did a new song with Evidence and Dotted People, and did another song with,
Yeah, I mean, Will.i.am been around for a long time, and this year, you know, he made a big transition because, you know, people was looking at him like, you know, a pop artist right now. You know, he came and came back and did all the, you know, he did the Nas shit, the Game shit, the Common shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's one thing about Will.i.am, that's a talented motherfucker, boy. That dude right there, like, I think he's not understanding back in the day. Like, when we was coming up and everything, like, we was going, and you know, you have, like circles and everything with people be break dancing and all that type of shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was different back then. He was doing like different. He took the big boy and like breakdancing and all that, and incorporated his own like grooving moves, like dance moves and shit. Like a hell of a. I just thought it was weird as fuck back then. I just said, man, this is weird. You know what I mean? This dude off a couple notches, man. Like that, exactly. Yeah, the motherfucker. It took me to really get to knowing, like, cause we used to battle. Like my crew used to battle his crew. You know, like. They used to battle dancing. I used to always be the rapper with the microphone in the club while they was doing that. My folks and everything, I was always rapping and shit, and I'd be bagging on the Black Eyed Peas, I'd be calling them the Whack Eyed Peas and shit, you know what I mean? All this type of shit. And then I really got to know that dude, man, and that dude is a talented, all three of them dudes, Black Eyed Peas, are talented as fuck, man. Like, I can't believe it. Like, super duper talented, man.
Definitely. What's up with Exhibit? Have you been talking to him?
Yeah, I was with Exhibit a couple nights ago. You know, he, I had a launch party for my record label and everything, came up with records.
Okay.
He came out and supported his shit, he came through. So, you know, the funny part is that me and Exhibit had talked for a long time and everything, and it was kind of bugged out because, you know, like, we had talked, like, real brief and everything. Like, he'll call me, I'll call him or something, just for some, tell him I do some business and everything. But we never really sat down like the family we are. Like, my kids ain't ran around with his kids for years, you know what I mean? It's like Trey. My daughter Tiana, damn near the same age and everything, so they used to run around when they were little kids. And then when all the bullshit started and everything, like, I really didn't have no animosity towards Exhibit, period, then. But then Jago made a diss record and everything, so we kind of disconnected from us and everything. But when I seen it the other day, it tripped me out. I walk up to him and shit, I seen down there, you know, bumping in the armor and shit. And they came up and said, that's Exhibit down there, he's going to holler at you real quick. And I thought he was going to, I didn't know what he was going to say, I ain't talked to him in a minute. So first thing I did was, you know, threw shit down, went down there. So I opened the door, this nigga jumps out, just give me a big ass hug, and he just said, man, I just want you to know that, you know, I fucking love you, man, I love you, and, you know, he just kept saying, I love you, and I was like, oh, shit, that's only right there to say that, what is it, I love you too, motherfucker, I was like, I love you too, man, let's go party, motherfucker, let's do it, and we went in there and had a, you know, good ass time, man, just like old days, you know?
Y'all should do a Liquid Crew reunion album, man, with King T, you know, the Licks, you know, Exhibit, the Far Right, and you get features from Strong Arm Steady, Stylus C. Jones, Planet Asia, and shit. That would be crazy.
That's what we're doing right now. That's funny you said that because they've been saying that for years, and somebody just told me that that's what King T is planning right now. He's trying to get Exhibit and everybody back together to just do a Liquid Crew album like everybody always wanted to hear over the years, but they never did, you know?
Y'all need to do that real bad.
Yes, sir.
Real bad. Get E Swift and DJ Khalil and, you know, a bunch of dope cats that just produce a tight ass record.
Yeah. Matter of fact, Khalil did a song on my album and shit, but he don't even know though.
You don't know?
Nah, he don't know. He gave me a beat CD. Actually, I was gonna Feel the Agony songs and shit. And I liked this one beat on his beat CD. So I told Phil, could I have a CD? Phil gave me a CD. I went straight to the studio and recorded over the CD. Khalil don't even know about it. But it's mine now, Jack. It's mine.
It's all good. He gonna get the surprise. If it's hot, I'm sure he's gonna be cool with it.
It's good, for sure.
What about the Alcoholic ZPG connection? Is that still alive?
The what, DVD?
Nah, Alcoholic DPG, Dog Pound.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm going to Atlanta for. That's actually what I'm actually going to Atlanta for Saturday. Like, Man Corrupt, we started a group, man, called DNA, Dog Pound and the Alcoholics, you know what I'm saying?
That's a long time ago.
I know, that's what I'm saying. We just not getting back on track. You know, he corrupt was all over the place and everything. And, you know, one minute he with it, the next minute he busy, the next minute he doing this, and the next minute he beefing with Snoop, then he back with Snoop, then he, you know what I mean? It was just too much shit going on at the time. So the nigga hit me a couple days ago, and he was like, hey, man, you got to come to Atlanta. He's staying, I'm staying with, you ever a producer called Jay Wells?
Of course, man. Come on now.
All right, I'm going out there. I'm staying at Jay Wells' crib in Atlanta. I'm leaving on Saturday. But Daz lives out of the street from Jay Wells. So he talked to Daz and everything. And Daz is like, you know, Taz, come on out, Mr. You know, come out for a week. You know, you can stay over here. You can stay with Jay Wells. You can stay at a hotel, whatever. Just bring you back to Atlanta and knock out as much music as we can knock out before the 27th. So that's what's going on right now, as we speak, you know. Everything just, because see, what it was, I had to move. I mean, I had to get out. We had some unfortunate events happen a couple years ago. And, you know, basically, man, like, kind of took me away from things for a minute. Man, we had a friend of ours, you know, rest in peace, even though I agree with him, he did, but rest in peace, we used to call him Milo, but we used to call him Too Much, because everybody said he drank too much, you know what I'm saying? So we used to call him Too Much and everything. He was staying with me and Jay Wells and Eastwood. We were all staying in one house together, you know what I'm saying? We had a big-ass house in L.A. and everything, and, you know, we were all, like, roommates and everything, but we got a lot of work done, because we lived together, you know?
Right, okay.
This dude Milo, man, he wakes up one morning and shit, mad at his girl. This motherfucking stupid ass grabs a gun, walks down the street to his girl, they're right by us and everything. And me and Jay Wells is in their sleep and shit. He walks down the street, knocks on the door, his girl opens the door, he shoots her 5 times, kills her, and then turns around and puts the gun in his own mouth and blows his own head off, you know what I'm saying?
Damn.
So it kind of shook me up, so I had to, me and Jay Wells just broke out the house, but we had to go to the crime scene and shit, and like, you know, see if it's really him and all this and all that, it was, and, you know, so that shit happened, it kind of shook me up so much, I just packed my shit up that day, and I just, I can't take this L.A. shit no more, man. I just bounced to Miami, and I bounced to Miami, and I met my girl, and I stayed up, you know, been staying in Miami for the last year, and I'm finally just making it back to the West Coast, so that might be why you ain't really heard a lot from me, maybe because I've been on my own little grind, you know, I ain't really been around my pets and my fellas and stuff, you know.
Nah, that's cool. You know, hip-hop better come from the soul. You know, whenever you know you're ready for it, it's going to come to you.
Yeah, that's what it is. But I'm here now, though, man. I'm back on the West Coast and everything, you know.
It's going to get crazy again.
Yeah, me and my partner, Jennifer Burkman. Shout out to Jennifer Burkman. It's my business partner. That's who you've been talking to. She got a company called Phenom Recordings and everything is going down, too. Shout out to Phenom. You know, just keeping busy, man. Just keeping the lights on, you know.
I feel you. And you know, you had one of the dopest remixes to me ever in hip hop. You know, with the Jesus G's remix. You still listen to that sometime?
Yeah, man. I try to get Snoop and Corrupt to come out every time. You know, we're around and everything. But sometimes it be Corrupt. Sometimes it be Snoop.
Yeah, it's hard.
You know, sometimes it don't be none of them. But everybody love that song in the concert. So it's about from being by myself, doing the show, solo show by myself, with exhibiting everybody around. People love that song, so I gotta do it. I gotta keep it in their ear, you know.
How about your album, Rap Life? You know, how do you feel about it, looking back at it a few years later?
I love it. I mean, because every song catches the heart, man. That's how the new album is. Like, the new album, like, since Rap Life, I've done, like, 4 or 5 albums, man. I didn't feel like putting it out wrong, you know what I mean? I didn't feel like, you know, like, I didn't want to put it out half-ass with these labels and everything. Like, just like, for instance, like, Firewater and everything, you know? It took a lot to make that album because J-Ro lives in Sweden. Swift moved, you know, I'm in Miami, Swift to LA, you know what I mean? So, all the, you know, most of the songs, you know, basically were done through the internet. Like, Swift would send me a beat, I rapped on it, then we send it to J-Ro, then they send it back 2 weeks later, you know what I mean?
But you can hear that, though. You can hear that it was made when y'all was together, even though it's dope, but it just ain't got that feeling that the old Alcoholics records had.
Right, tell you the truth, that's my least favorite ever. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it is, though, but, you know, it's still a good record, but it just can't compare to, you know, records where you could just feel through the song that y'all was in the studio just having a ball and shit.
Yeah, exactly. Right, too. That's what people were telling me, too, so I ain't mad at criticism, but criticism's good, man. Make it better, make it stronger, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, shit, I guess it's kind of impossible to try to recreate that atmosphere when you're alone in the studio or, you know, not with your people just emailing this shit back and forth, and I think that's what taken away from hip hop a lot, because I know a lot of people been doing that, just emailing shit.
Exactly, man. I'm tired of that shit too, man. Like, the next time I do anybody, if they don't give a fuck, it's Corrupt, or if it's, you know, we also got I got another deal too on the table right now. Me and Tony Touch, you know, DJ Tony Touch, of course, right?
Yeah.
and him got together now on New Year's, and, you know, right before New Year's, and, you know, he had a concert, you know, in San Diego, so they flew in from New York, and, you know, it's my way back, grindy, you know what I'm saying, that's my boy. We said that I chopped it up, and we were like, man, time for us to make an album together, so we're going to start with a Tony Touch and Taz mixtape, and then we're coming with the album right after that, so it's another project I'm working on as we speak.
That sounds good, man. Shit, you know, I think we know you pretty much covered everything, so go ahead and promote Control Freak once again before we go.
Yeah, Mike Check 1313, what's up, y'all? It's Catastrophe, aka Fassy Cassie, from the world famous alcoholic clip, Liquid, in the motherfucking house. Check for my new album, it's called Control Freak, tentatively dropping in May. May, sound good to me, you know what I mean? So, I think we're gonna drop it in May, and, you know, fuck up the whole world with it, fuck up everybody here real quick.
Alright, man. Do you have any last words for the fans?
Yeah, just thanks for the support. You know what I'm saying? I've been in the game a long time ago. I feel like Scottie Pippen. You know what I'm saying? I had a long career. You know, and I played with the greats. You know, so I just want to thank them for putting me in the same pedestal, in the same category as all the great rappers that ever came down the pipe. You know, we did everything from tour with Biggie to, you know, doing summer jams to doing this to doing that, and everybody always loved it. And, you know, I never really got no negative feedback from nobody about my lyrics and everything, so I just want to say thanks for the support. Keep cash on your brain and everything good, you know?